Ever wondered why some project managers seem to navigate complex projects with ease, while others struggle despite their technical expertise? The answer lies not in their Gantt charts or scope statements, but in their emotional intelligence. Anthony Mersino's groundbreaking work reveals that emotional intelligence may be the single most critical factor in project success. While technical skills provide entry-level requirements, the project management field has grown increasingly competitive. PMP certification exploded from just 4,410 professionals in 1995 to over 467,390 by 2011. Meanwhile, research examining 400 projects worldwide found strong correlations between emotional intelligence and project outcomes, with little relationship between IQ and success. This makes intuitive sense. Projects fundamentally involve getting work done through people, and emotional intelligence directly addresses the human factors that determine whether teams collaborate effectively, communicate clearly, and remain motivated through challenges. Self-awareness forms the essential foundation of emotional intelligence. Without recognizing our emotions and understanding their effects, developing other competencies becomes virtually impossible. True self-awareness means being present in the moment, understanding what we're feeling now rather than dwelling on past regrets or future anxieties. The SASHET framework helps identify emotional states: sad, angry, scared, happy, excited, and tender. Each represents a spectrum of related emotions with varying intensities. When you react disproportionately to minor situations, it often reveals deeper issues worth investigating. Self-management builds upon self-awareness by using emotional knowledge to control our responses rather than being controlled by them. Without this competency, project managers risk becoming rageaholics who lose credibility and effectiveness. The stakes are high in project environments, where pressure, unrealistic deadlines, and ambiguous scope create significant emotional challenges. Self-control doesn't mean suppressing emotions, but maintaining composure regardless of emotional state. When we lose it, primitive neurological systems override rational thought, what Goleman calls emotional hijackings. Common emotional breakdowns in project environments include angry tirades, email letter bombs, withdrawal, and sarcasm. By identifying personal emotional triggers, we can prevent these destructive episodes. The HALT framework provides a quick assessment. Are you hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? These physical states dramatically increase emotional vulnerability. Imagine walking into a stakeholder meeting and immediately sensing the tension. Social awareness, accurately reading situations, people, and emotions, provides project managers with a critical advantage. Empathy is perhaps the most vital skill, yet it challenges many PMs due to results-focused mindsets and the misconception that they should be smarter than everyone else. Empathetic listening focuses on others without judgment and includes periodically summarizing their thoughts and needs, unlike pathetic listening, the half-hearted, multitasking approach to conversation. Projects failed because of people problems, not technical issues. Relationship management builds on emotional intelligence to create meaningful connections. These relationships are critical because projects are team efforts, PMs often lack direct authority, and they serve as communication hubs. Despite projects' temporary nature, relationship building remains essential. This requires identifying stakeholders, collecting detailed information about each, including priority level, position, objectives, and communication preferences, developing tailored strategies, and managing ongoing connections. Truth-telling builds trust, attracts followers, and strengthens relationships. While most challenges can be addressed through emotional intelligence, PMs must also recognize when they're dealing with genuinely problematic individuals and set clear boundaries. Like ship captains, project managers provide the invisible leadership force guiding teams. Intentional PMs create psychologically safe environments with clear expectations, encouraging risk-taking and optimal performance. Our actions create either resonance or dissonance, significantly impacting team performance. Great project teams share key characteristics: interdependence, diversity, mutual respect, challenging work, common goals, and member synergy. PMs set the tone through several responsibilities: leading by example with personal sacrifices, maintaining optimism that attracts followers and fosters creativity, and establishing team values that form interaction norms. Recognition remains one of the most underutilized PM tools. By catching people doing something right, managers help team members reach their potential. Effective recognition is timely, specific, and tied to behaviors supporting project values. Whether public acknowledgement or simple appreciation, recognition costs nothing, yet creates an environment of gratitude that boosts team morale and productivity. Beyond emotional awareness, accurate self-assessment requires viewing ourselves objectively and seeking feedback. One PM received the book Angry All the Time from a client after snapping at a team lead. Initially embarrassing, but ultimately valuable feedback revealing how his fear of failure manifested as anger. As projects grow in complexity, emotional intelligence becomes increasingly vital. Large projects involve more stakeholders, greater conflict potential, and often virtual components, shifting the project manager's role from deliverable-focused work to leadership, stakeholder management, and coaching. This transition creates challenges: isolation, delegation difficulties, and balancing business with people skills. Successful project managers must flexibly apply various leadership styles, like golfers selecting the right club for each shot. Daniel Golem identifies 4 resonance styles: visionary, coaching, affiliative, democratic, that positively affect teams, and 2 dissonant styles: pace-setting, commanding, that can disrupt team dynamics. Virtual teams make emotional intelligence even more critical, as members in different locations, time zones, and cultures require stronger connections without face-to-face interaction. Agile methodologies demand a different approach. Self-organizing teams need supportive servant leadership, where leaders prioritize removing impediments and enhancing team collaboration. Simple practices like taking timeouts when needed, maintaining proper rest, and accepting excellence rather than demanding perfection can transform your emotional resilience. Simple practices can dramatically improve emotional intelligence skills. Quiet reflection, journaling, and honest conversations enhance self-awareness. For self-management, identify personal triggers, use the HALT framework, take strategic timeouts, and maintain physical well-being. When practicing social awareness, focus on empathetic listening, giving others your full attention without judgment, and periodically summarizing their thoughts and feelings. When we truly listen, we make speakers feel valued, improve communication depth, understand underlying emotions, and build trust. For relationship management, develop stakeholder maps, practice truth-telling through I like, I dislike statements, and address conflicts directly. Organizational awareness requires identifying key power relationships and understanding values and culture. Who makes decisions? Who influences them? Who gets promoted? These answers reveal the invisible power structures that can determine your project's success. Emotional intelligence is a lifelong journey, not a destination. Unlike relatively stable IQ, emotional intelligence grows through self-awareness, practice, feedback, and intentional development. Even minor improvements in emotional intelligence competencies can significantly impact project outcomes. The journey progresses from self-awareness through self-management, social awareness, and relationship management to emotionally intelligent team leadership. For project managers who invest in this development, the benefits extend beyond professional success to personal fulfillment. Managing emotions effectively creates not only more successful projects, but more enjoyable ones, environments where teams thrive, stakeholders engage positively, and project managers experience the satisfaction of leading with both head and heart. In our increasingly technical world dominated by artificial intelligence, our human capacity for emotional intelligence may be our greatest professional advantage. The real question isn't whether you can afford to develop your emotional intelligence, it's whether you can afford not to.